In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hermeneutics. It's a big old fancy church word, hermeneutics. It's a seminary word. It's a word that applies to preaching. What is the job of the preacher? What is the preacher called to do? And the root of hermeneutics is Hermes, the mythological messenger of God. Now, I do not stand here and tell you I am God's messenger this morning, but still, hermeneutics calls us to study, pray about, look for the presence of the Holy Spirit, and interpret the gospel. I don't need to read the gospel to you again. Joe just did that. We know the story of blind Bartimaeus. But I think sometimes we look at the Bible and we read it as if it's a book, and it's not a book. It's a book of a lot of books. It's a book like no other book, a book that's written over thousands of years by many different authors. And it occurs to me that we're supposed to read it in a different way. We're supposed to take that little story from Bartimaeus this morning and read it and then think about it for an hour or a week or a month, or however long it takes, and see how God speaks to us with that. Hermeneutics is about interpreting and bringing the presence of the Holy Spirit into God's Word. And I think I can say I can interpret what it means to me, and encourage you to do that for you. And as I thought about that this week, I was reminded of a story, and it got me thinking, because we know in this story it's about Bartimaeus and restoring his sight. And you may remember that story when Jesus goes to synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth, and it's his turn to read from the scripture. Remember that story? So he reads it, and what he's reading about is the acceptable year of the Lord. And he reads words from Isaiah, and he says, "The Spirit of God is upon me." And he reads the words that said, "It's time, and this time, to set the captives free, and to let people return to their lands, and to heal the brokenhearted, and for people to have liberty." And there's another part where it says, "At the time of God's vengeance," and Jesus leaves that part out. He's inspired in another way. He adds the words, "It's time to restore sight to the blind." This was important, apparently, to Jesus. And if you remember the rest of the story, the people were so delighted that the hometown boy was able to stand up and read and deliver this and say that today this is being fulfilled right in your vision. I am the Messiah. I'm the one that this is talking about. They're so happy to get this news that they went and tried to throw him off the cliff. But they didn't, because it wasn't his time. And he walked back in the midst of them as if they couldn't even see him. It's another kind of blindness, perhaps. So, Jesus is interpreting for us when the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. And as I then reread and think about and pray about this story of blind Bartimaeus, it takes me down two very different roads. The one is the clear picture of the beggar man, the blind man sitting on the side of the road with all of his belongings, which come to one cloak. Now, a cloak for a blind man, for a beggar man, means it is his cover from the sun and from the rain. It's his blanket, it's his pillow, and it's also his table. Bartimaeus knew where he was, lining up along the Jericho Road when people would be coming into Jerusalem for the holy days, and they might be more inclined to share with the poor blind beggar, and you would spread out your cloak in front of you, and that was your display, and you would show what people had given to you. And somehow this blind man sees Jesus. Of course, they all did. It was him and his disciples walking down the road. He was their teacher. But Bartimaeus sees him as he is, and he hollers out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner." And he creates the perfect prayer. Many people call it the Jesus Prayer. It's a chant, it's a mantra, it's a form of meditation over and over and over. It defines who Jesus is and who the rest of us are. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner." "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner." But old Bartimaeus couldn't see exactly where Jesus was now, could he? So he is hollering. He's not going to miss his opportunity because he knows that he'll heal him if he will. He's not going to miss his opportunity. So he's hollering. And the other disciples walking on the road apparently don't think it's a good idea for a beggar man to be bothering their teacher. And it says they sternly rebuked him. They rebuked him. Now, if you've ever been sternly rebuked, you know what that sounds like. If you've ever sternly rebuked your kids in the mall when they're teenagers carrying on, it's not a, "Could you please do a little better?" It's a, "Shut up." It's, "Behave." That's what the other followers were saying to Bartimaeus. "Get in your place." And where Bartimaeus had created this correct vision of, here's Jesus and here's all the rest of us sinners, now these other folks have created another level. Because they see it differently. Here's Jesus, here's Bartimaeus, and we're above him. Sometimes I believe we in our work and love of Jesus, we worship so much, we elevate Jesus so much, we forget that he came to walk around down here like one of us, with us, to show us the way. He hung around with beggars and cheaters and liars and prostitutes and tax collectors and regular old people. He came to show us and walk on the roads we walked on, just as he was that day. There is no third level. What kind of a society creates a world where a blind man has to beg? Bartimaeus is going to get what he wants. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, a sinner." He keeps hollering. He doesn't care if they're telling him to shut up. So Jesus says, "Well, tell him to come on over then." And now they change their mind. "Hey, he wants to talk to you." And Jesus says, "So what can I do for you?" "Give you my sight back. Give me my sight back." So he does. And Bartimaeus never goes back for his only possession. He leaves it there and goes on his way and follows Jesus. It's a beautiful story. But then I consider what else has happened. And I like to imagine what it would be like to be standing there on that day. And if Jesus heard Bartimaeus saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me," he heard them rebuking him also. He heard that. And I think that represents another kind of blindness. So when Jesus heals a blind man, it's about all of us. Don't keep the blind man away from me. Who are you, furthermore, to keep the blind man away from me? Who are you to put a blind man in a position of being a beggar? From that day forward, he's no longer a beggar. Tomorrow, Bartimaeus needs a job. His whole world has changed. And how were the people changed? What did they see? Now today, if you're a blind man, most often you don't become a beggar. We don't see that very often, do we? We see beggars or bums or whatever we want to call them today. Homeless people. But we don't see the blind. So who represents Bartimaeus in our society today? Who is it that we will say, "You're not good enough," or "I'm better than you," or we create this barrier somewhere between them and Jesus, the Son of David? Who would take Bartimaeus' place today in society? Is it the guy that's battling his addiction one more day and out there looking for salvation? Maybe it's him. Is it the guy that lost his job and then his car and then his home and then his family and is left with nothing? Is that who we've created in our society today? Is it the single mom with two kids doing her best to get by? What do we see when we see those people like they saw Bartimaeus? What kind of blind are we? Jesus says, bring them here. And with Jesus' permission, they did. I don't know what I'm called to see. I don't know what I'm called to hear every day. But what I know is, in this point of hermeneutics, is I believe that I'm called to study God's word and think about what it says to me today. How do I do better? What do I see now? Let's pray. Father God, create for all of us today, please, an awareness of our own blind spots in celebration of Bartimaeus, a man with such great courage. Help us to see all of us as equal. Help us to remove our blind spots. So then, and only then, can we serve you in the knowledge that you are our Lord and we are all sinners. In your name we pray. Amen.